Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Equus Mountaineer.
And an enthusiastic guy named the Captain.
We've had a variety of callers on various different issues here tonight. We started out talking about the potential for World War III, something that none of us want to see happen. But it seems like the powers that be are inching their way forward.
The only world war that anybody should be waging is the war for individual independence, in my opinion.
Indeed. Yeah, and that doesn't really even have to be a war. It could just be opting out.
Says you.
Well, I mean, they're going to get violent, right?
That's my point.
But we should not be bringing violence against them.
And agreed.
When I say them, I mean the government people, the evil individuals that are in these positions.
The group of violent thugs.
But yeah. if enough people start acting individually,
mm-hmm.
governments just sort of go away.
Mm-hmm.
If enough of them do, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You like, for instance, not paying them, not obeying them, and all trying to ignore them would
yes.
be ideal.
Yeah. And even if you have to pay them eventually, slowing down their payments actually has a surprisingly large effect. Because, like, every single government in the on the planet today is way overdrawn on all of their debts.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about debt is that these things are timed, so you have to keep your payments up. So if you slow down even one red cent going to the government, that actually puts them in a rough position.
Well, the federal government just print more money out. So
well, even that,
but...
Even that, like, that can only go so far, especially
well, yeah.
in today's world. Now, before Bitcoin existed, mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, there's no solution there. However, now they actually have to compete with real money.
That's
so
true.
Every single time that they buy their own bonds so that they can print more money, they're weakening their own position.
Yep, that's true. And they know that they are in trouble, and that's why they're lashing out at cryptocurrency in as many ways as
yeah.
they possibly can.
Yeah.
And it's just starting, too. They're not done. Like, I predict it's going to get worse before it
gets better.
They
just figured it out what it was.
Unless, of course, a whole bunch of people begin to act mm-hmm. In an individual way and opt out of these government currencies. If you enjoy peace, then you should immediately adopt the most peaceful currency that ever existed on planet Earth, and that's cryptocurrency. That's Bitcoin
yeah,
specific.
It doesn't support war.
Right.
When you do that.
Now, did you say they figured out what it is?
I mean, they're trying to. They're closer now. Some of them have. Like, there's a Federal Reserve paper that came out a few years ago that had it down pretty well. I mean, it just depends who you're asking. I mean, if you talk to politicians, they have no clue. But if you talk to certain professionals in the government, they know.
Hmm.
They know. The West, by the way, this is so what we've been sharing here with you tonight is a translation and a summary, because the translation is much longer, of a speech by Vladimir Putin that he gave just a few days ago, a couple days ago, when he was signing off on the annexing of the territories in the eastern part of Ukraine that have apparently ostensibly voted to join Russia. He's lashing out against the Western hegemony, the domination, the empire of the Western nation, specifically the United States, and calling them out for Korea and Vietnam, specifically the U.S., occupying Japan, South Korea, and Germany still to this day, he says, while cynically calling them allies. He says further, the West has, and by the way, credit to Konstantin Kisin at Substack for the translation here, he says the West has surveillance over the leaders of these nations who, quote, swallow these insults like the slaves they are, unquote. He then talks about bioweapon research and human experiments, including in Ukraine. The U.S. rules the world by the power of the fist. Any country which seeks to challenge Western hegemony becomes an enemy. Their neocolonialism is cloaked in lies like containment, quote-unquote, of Russia, China, and Iran. The concept of truth has been destroyed with fakes and extreme propaganda. Obviously, he's not in favor of truth when it comes to his own government and the Russian people. But still, he is calling a spade in this case. You cannot feed your people with printed dollars and social media, he says. You need food and energy, but Western elites have no desire to find a solution to the food and energy crises that they have created. They solved the problems at the start of the 20th century with World War I, and the U.S. established dominance of the world via the dollar as a result of World War II. In the 80s, they had another crisis they solved by plundering our country. Now they want to solve their problems by breaking Russia, he says. Russia, quote, understands its responsibility to the international community and will do everything to cool the heads of these neocolonials who are destined to fail, unquote. They're crazy, said Putin. I want to speak to all Russian citizens. Do we want to replace mom and dad with parent one and two? They've invented genders and claim you can transition. Do we want this for our children? We have a different vision. They have abandoned religion and embraced Satanism. The world is going through a revolutionary transformation. A multipolar world offers nations freedom to develop as they wish, and they make up the majority of the world. We have many like-minded friends in Western countries. We see and appreciate their support. They are forming liberation, anti-colonial movements as we speak. These will only grow. We are fighting for a fair world for our country. The idea of exceptionalism is criminal, and we must turn the shameful page. The breaking of the West's hegemony is inevitable, he says. There is no going back. We are fighting for, quote, our great, as in big, historic Russia, unquote. Our values are love for our fellow man, compassion, and mercy. I don't believe that.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like Russia is jealous of the largesse of the U.S. empire.
And they want to be in that position.
They're like, oh, well, we better put ourselves as like the David and the David and Goliath. The U.S. is now Goliath. Right, the Russia is now David. They want to put themselves in that light because they're jealous. They're jealous that the United States has a much larger empire than they do.
Are you suggesting that your first thought when thinking of Russians and Putin in particular is not mercy, love of your fellow man, and compassion?
Well, clearly he doesn't love trans people, right? He's referenced that
directly.
And
let me be specific. I'm not talking about the Russian people. I'm talking about Putin and the rest of his tyrants that are called the Russian government, right? These are the people who are jealous of the tyrants of the U.S., right? So as far as the Russian people are concerned, I'm cool with them, you know? As long as they're not trying to harm anybody or take anybody's stuff or hurt anybody, I'm cool with them. What I'm not cool with is the tyrants.
Yep. Unfortunately, the Russian people are being punished for what this man is doing. There are websites all around the internet, companies all around the planet who are refusing to do business with Russians. We have a streaming service here on Free Talk Live that we paid for.
Yep.
It's called Restream.io, and I'm not recommending it, by the way. I'm naming it so you know who not to do business with, because they recently decided that in the name of sanctions or whatever, punishing the Russian people, they were going to cut out all the Russian websites that they had supported Restreaming to. So we have accounts on VK, which is a Russian version of Facebook, basically. Yep. They essentially knocked off Facebook, and they do the same exact thing, just under a different name. It's not owned by Facebook. It's something different. In fact, I think the Telegram guy was one of the co-founders of it and then subsequently sold it and made a bunch of money. Anyway, VK is a very big website in Russia. And when I found Restream originally, they were supporting VK. And it's like, oh, well, here's some place we can stream to that we weren't streaming to. So kind of like we're on Odyssey and some of these other streaming platforms. You can find us on VK. And if you can understand English and you're in Russia and you want to or practice English or whatever, you can listen to this program. Not after Restream pulled the plug on VK. And I like looking at my streaming stuff like, well, why are we streaming to what happened here? And
why would a private organization do something that follows the lead of a government organization?
It's just, you know, they're just positioning themselves. It's the idea of indicating to their users that they care about Ukraine.
It's gaslighting, right?
Well, and for one, I would like to know how many shares of that company are owned by the various retirement funds of the various levels of government.
Mm.
So is that why they're listening to them? And, I mean, this is just fascism. The government says we want X to be done, then all the companies do things that the government is not allowed officially to do.
Even though they didn't have to, it wasn't a mandate, they won't be punished if they allow streaming.
Yeah, but the threat is always there, just like every law.
It also means that Americans cannot reach this audience now with whatever message they might have. Even pro-Ukrainian messages cannot be brought through VK because of this. It's just so stupid.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show. The number here is 1-800-516. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up later tonight, just about over an hour from now, at 10:30 Eastern Time, Beer Talk Live is back with episode 7. Starting to lose track. There have been quite a few of these at this point.
I'm pretty sure last week was 6.
I think you're right.
This one will be 7. Lucky number 7.
Yeah, so tune into that tonight. It's over at video.freetalklive.com. That's our channel. If you want to get straight to the streaming page, go to watch.freetalklive.com.
We'll be premiering our sweet new logo.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Which
looks
you might have already seen if you're on, like, my, you know, social media.
Did you get it from Fiverr?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're not charging $5 anymore these days.
No, it's a little more than... Well, there are things that you can get for $5 on Fiverr. Yeah, wow. There are still things. People offering stuff. People new to certain industries or trying to expand their skill, trying to break through into a thing. But, I paid a little more than $5.
Yeah. Check them out tonight. And if you want to get past episodes, of course, you can subscribe to our podcast over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Full episodes are going into that feed. If you're on our Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. You are also getting full episodes there of Beard Talk Live, and of course it's live tonight at watch.freetalklive.com, 10:30 Eastern. It is not on broadcast radio because it can't be. It's you say things you're not supposed to say on the radio.
It's uncensored, and well, that's kind of one of the reasons that I like to do it, is because while I get to say all sorts of fun stuff here on Free Talk Live, I do not get to speak in the terminology and vernacular that I prefer to here on Free Talk Live.
Indeed. So we've been talking about the Russia-Ukraine situation, and things could be getting a lot uglier here after...
Ooh, I just thought of, if you combine Ukraine with Russia, you get Ukrusha.
That's pretty brutal sounding.
Sounds like a band name.
Anyway, what's been happening over there could be making things even more dangerous, with the Western nations refusing to acknowledge the votes that just happened over the last weekend for the eastern portions of Ukraine to join Russia. Russia is saying they're going to accept those areas into Russia and make them their own, and if Ukraine continues to attack those areas, they will defend it with the full gusto that they would defend any part of Mother Russia. So that could be escalating the conflict. And speaking of escalating the conflict, a few days ago, Peakless Mountaineer, we reported here on Free Talk Live, and many have reported around the planet, that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, an underwater pipeline in the Baltic Sea, so north, that sea that is north of Europe, has been attacked. It appears to have been exploded in some way, shape, or form, an underwater explosion targeting. It's still not clear exactly who did it or exactly how it was done, but there are some interesting theories and some interesting evidence.
One of my own.
Yes.
Sabotage?
So let's...
Diabolical. Sabotage.
Let's hear your theory on this, because we played earlier this week, and I'll find it again if you need me to play it, the clip of Joe Biden from February, where he says, this is before Ukraine was invaded by Russia, where he says if Russia invades Ukraine, he will be able to take down, he meaning Joe Biden and his ilk, will be able to take down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
And the question was asked, well, but how? That's Germany has control over that. I promise you that we will be able to do that.
We have our ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's a crackpot theory, I guess, but maybe, just maybe, the guy who said, if A, then B, A, did B. So,
If Ukraine gets invaded,
then we will destroy this. This got destroyed. Just maybe, he destroyed it.
Right? Who else could have done it?
Like if I said, if you rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I will punch you in the face. And then you ripped on me 13 or 14 more times, and then I punched you in the face.
Wait. And then I get punched in the face.
Okay.
And now I've got a black eye.
It might be reasonable to conclude that it was me who punched you in the face.
It might
be. Which I would never do, because I don't support violence.
Okay, but the difference here, though, is if you punched him in the face, it would be visible on camera. I would witness it. He would remember it. In this case, it happened in the dead of night.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4, somewhere in that range in the morning or something like that.
Deep sea.
Underwater. And so there's not really, like, surveillance footage of this attack happening.
But
so,
there was seismic activity recorded in the area that indicated, at least from what I read, and I'm no expert in these things, but from what I read, indicated an explosion, not a tectonic event, not a volcanic event. Like, it was like suddenly, boom, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. There was there's photo running around on all the social media of the bubbles popping up, that kind of thing. I read that there was indeed U.S. military activity, submarine and Navy activity in the area just within like a day before this happened.
Oh, okay. See, I hadn't heard about the submarine activity. There was a video that actually...
I don't know if any of that's true. I'm just saying this is stuff that I read.
Well, there was actually a video that Not an Alt posted on our chat server today at chat.freetalklive.com, so you can get connected there. But he posted a link to what was like a half-hour-long video, but it starts at 10-something minutes, and I'm sorry I don't have the video pulled up right now, but I did watch what was posted, and it's one of these like flight geek fanatic types that has access to one of these fancy flight tracking websites, like, because there's all kinds of apparently really cool detailed tools that people have now, where I've seen I think it's Matt, one of our co-hosts, he can just pull up an app on his phone and like look and see what airlines are flying around, like where we are, and see what their identities are and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's also, you know, even more complex programs for actual computers. And so this guy had one of these really complicated programs pulled up. And so it was like a globe thing, and he had it over the Baltic Sea at the time at which this thing was alleged to have occurred. And what happens? There's a military plane of some sort, and he identifies what the plane is. But the numbers of the plane are obscured, so you can't see it. It's not like XY, 1, 2. It's just a bunch of at symbols, so you can't identify which plane exactly, but you can see where it came from and where it goes. And what it does is it goes over the Baltic Sea and then over whatever country it is that's like kind of nearby, and it does a refuel with one of its refueling planes for a while. So it meets another plane, flies in a circle, and refuels. And then it goes back and dips down from 20,000 feet to like 10,000 feet. And apparently the kind of plane this is the kind of plane its job is to communicate with underwater vessels like submarines.
Oh, okay.
So it's dipping down. It's the only plane, apparently, in this area at that time, and it's ostensibly from the U.S. military, at around the same time when the explosions go off and Nord Stream 2 is sabotaged. So, yeah, maybe that's some evidence.
What did the Nord Stream pipeline know about Hillary Clinton?
Well, and it really is one of those, like, oh, it's a nice shop you've got here. It'd be a shame if something were to happen to it. And then you know for sure that they didn't pay their protection money.
Right.
And then something happened to their shop.
Right. I was going to use the mafia analogy. Like, if a mafia came to you and said, hey, if you do this thing, we will X. We will destroy your shop. And this sounds like exactly what happened.
Of course, in this case, it's mafia versus mafia.
Sure.
The U.S. mafia versus the Russian mafia. And in this case, it's not just any old shop. It's a $20 billion natural gas pipeline that was loaded with gas at the time that it happened. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting.
President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to AC, the Quaker Anarchist. AC is a supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to help us get the ideas of liberty into more ears on more radio stations and elsewhere. You can get some perks and some benefits for doing that.
I feel like there should be a portmanteau there, Quaker Anarchist, but like everything I come up with just doesn't work.
Anarch-Quaker.
There you go. AC, the Quaker Anarchist, thank you for joining the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com and the over now 100 supporters on AMPS. So thank you. Yes, thank you, everybody. That deserves
thank you all
applause.
Very much.
So, and again, it's Patreon, so you can do debit card, credit card, or PayPal, whatever way works best for you, at amps.freetalklive.com. And all we ask is $5 a month, which is what AC is doing, so definitely appreciate the support. As we continue here, we've been talking about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline mystery.
Why is it called Nord Stream?
Nord in relation to, like, the Nordic
Nord
countries?
Means north.
Okay.
It's a northern
why not
stream.
Call it the North Stream instead of the Nord Stream? Like, who named this damn thing?
Because it goes through the Nordic countries.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they also have, like, a Turkish stream of some sort.
When I was working for the carnival, I worked for this show, and they had a gondola wheel, which is a Ferris wheel, but with a much larger, instead of, like, the two-seater things, they had, like, these hot tub-looking things where you get, like, 6-7 people in a thing. A gondola, right? And so it was huge. It was, you know, over 100 feet in the air, whatever.
Wow.
The genius who named it called it the giant wheel. And I was like, really?
That's it.
That's somebody got paid. How do I get this job naming things that are amazingly, you know, just observational?
You got to move up in the ranks in the carny world, man.
I guess.
You didn't decide it was worth doing, apparently.
Got to get your own giant wheel.
The giant wheel.
So the theory here, and it seems to be supported by some people, including Putin, who also theorizes that it was indeed the United States and the UK that were behind the explosion on Nord Stream 2. And by the way, it's worth pointing out here, Nord Stream 1 was the pipeline that was in the news prior to this because Russia had cut down the this is the one going into Germany, and I believe Nord Stream 2 also goes into Germany. Nord Stream 1 was the one that they cut from, you know, normal service down to 20% in July. And then they turned it off at the end of August when they said they were going to do repairs, but they never turned it back on.
They weren't doing repairs. They were demanding repairs on Germany's side. Which no one actually believed.
As I understood it, they claimed they couldn't do the necessary repairs because of the sanctions that are prohibiting them from receiving parts from some of the, you know, I think it's Canada where the parts are being manufactured. So because of the sanctions by the Western nations, they can't get the parts in that they say they need to fix the problems.
If only they had a 3D printer.
And so I think they're probably metal parts, but regardless, custom manufactured stuff that you can only get from, you know, certain locations.
Come on, man.
But that's just the excuse, right? That's what they're saying. Maybe they can make it in Russia. I don't know. And they're just choosing not to and using this as a bargaining chip. And
that is absolutely what was occurring there.
Yeah. So
it's worth pointing out, like, what Russia has to lose from this. Because, I mean, they actually do want a good relationship with Germany. They just also want the Donbass and, you know, preferably the southern part of Ukraine that is close to Crimea.
Sure, they would love for Germany to buy their gas from them. But
that was one of the things about this is that was sort of the carrot that they were able to wield with the possibility of peace is, hey, if you want to not freeze to death this winter, just turn on the pipeline. The gas is already there. And here's billions of gallons a year coming right at you. Just flip the switch.
Yes. Yeah. And that's literally what Putin was saying before the thing was bombed. So the idea that Russia bombed their own pipeline just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make economic sense or anything.
I mean, it's possible. It's possible that they're doing like a Reichstag fire here to change the political climate on this. Because it is so unlikely that it is Russia that caused this destruction, and so very, very likely that it was the United States.
Well, cui bono, who benefits?
Exactly. The United States is exactly who benefits, because now Russia doesn't have that carrot to dangle in front of Germany to ask for peace, and now Russia is separated from Germany just a little bit more than it used to be.
And, of course, this is, I mean, whether you see it this way or not, it seems like an attack on Germany to some extent, doesn't it? Because you're basically making it so these people are going to have an even more difficult time this winter. They were already preparing for difficulty with the loss of Nord Stream 1. Now they have no option for Nord Stream 2.
Take note of who really pays for this. It's not the governments. It's not these tyrants.
It's the people.
It's the people. Yeah. Like, people are going to freeze this winter because these self-absorbed, arrogant, narcissistic tyrants can't get along with each other and refuse to, like, battle it out themselves. Instead, it's everybody else who pays the price.
Putin accused Washington, according to RT.com, of trying to pressure the EU into banning Russian supplies to, quote, completely get its hands, meaning Washington's hands, on the European market. But the sanctions are no longer enough for them, he said. Saying further, they have turned to sabotage. It's unbelievable, but it's a fact. By organizing the explosions on the Nord Stream international gas pipelines, they de facto began the destruction of the common European energy infrastructure. It's obvious to everyone who benefits from it. Those who benefit are the ones who have done it.
And it makes sense because, like, look, if something terrible happened to Pepsi, I would take a real close look at Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And The number one producer of oil in the world is the United States. The number two producer
of
oil.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. With wow. our fracking technology increases.
Our fracking technology.
Yep.
Is fracking for oil or gas?
I don't know. It's petroleum products. Okay. As I understand it, it's for both. But I mean, anyone out there who wants to weigh in on fracking technology, please let me know.
And not to mention the U.S. is sitting on a ton of oil reserves that they just capped. But they find these things, they drill a hole, put a cap on it.
Yeah, we had the tar sands were a source for oil specifically that we did not have much ability to get much oil out of, but the technology increased, and since the technology improved, so did our ability to pull it out, and that moved America to the number one producer of petroleum products. So yeah, this is number one and number two in the world. So yeah. I'm pretty sure that the number one producer of oil was not happy with the number two producer of oil having such access to this market.
So Putin may be onto something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is by far the most likely outcome.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced Putin's statement as, quote, part of outrageous misinformation and disinformation campaigns, saying further, I really have nothing to say to the absurd allegation from President Putin that we or other partners or allies are somehow responsible for this. So that's just a blanket denial. Even though Joe Biden said in February that he would do this. He promised this as a consequence to Russia for invading Ukraine.
I don't know. He called it absurd. That's a pretty good argument. I don't know.
Just to use the magic rectangle to verify what we've claimed, a quick search engine search that I will not name says, despite the ongoing impact the pandemic has had on the U.S., oil production in the U.S. remained the world's top oil producer in 2021 at 11.2 million BPD. Russia and Saudi Arabia retain their positions at 2 and 3.
Mm. I want to give credit to the YouTube channel. This is Monkey Works US. Monkey W-E-R-X, two words. Monkey Works. And then U.S., that's the person who has this fancy software that he was showing. It's called Skyglass, and it shows the tracking. You can track various different flights, and he tracked, at the time of the explosion, a U.S. military unnamed, untitled jet, some sort of, he names the exact type of jet it is, we just don't know which one, that was in the area at that time and flying low after it did a refueling over the area of the scene of the crime. Supposedly this kind of jet is designed to communicate with submarines. So, you draw your own conclusion.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open in the remaining moments here. Maybe enough time for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian.
Peoples Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. I did play back a little bit of this video by MonkeyWorks, Monkey W-E-R-X-U-S. The link is in our chat server, but I will go ahead and put that on our social media. So if you follow us on social.freetalklive.com, you will have a link to this video, and you can see it for yourself. He identifies the type of plane. It is a Navy P-8 Poseidon. It is a maritime patrol aircraft, reconnaissance aircraft, that was developed for the U.S. Navy. It operates in the anti-submarine warfare, anti-surface warfare, and intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance roles. It can drop sonobuoys, which is something that is like a sonar system, and can conduct underwater acoustic research, can operate in conjunction with other assets. Anyway, that's what they did. This was the only plane, apparently, over the Baltic Sea area where the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was at the time that it was attacked, and it went down from 20,000 feet to something like 10,000 feet, according to this guy in the video that he shows from some fancy plane tracking system. So, I mean, you know, what does this mean?
Seems to me like you caught the U.S. red-handed.
Yeah.
The buoys are back in town.
Like, hand in the cookie jar.
Indeed.
Thin Lizzy, anyone? No?
And, okay. And just to frame this properly, we are talking about the fact that our rulers are toying with a potential extinction-level event here.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. It's all dramatic effect.
You don't think World War III? I hope you're right.
I don't believe that. Like, I believe that all of these governments are kind of working together. right? Mm-hmm. In a way that, like, yeah, they're they're antagonizing each other enough for, like, it to be something you pay attention in the news, something mm-hmm. we talk about here on the radio, something, you know, that creates headlines, that kind of thing. But none of them are like, you know, yep, if you don't do what I say, we're going to drop nukes on you.
Well, the reality is they don't want to get nuked themselves.
Right. So. Here's my thought on the matter. I think that there are some individuals that are going to end up in these positions that are like, well, if I can't own the world, no one can. And
will
be willing to destroy.
I hope you're
wrong. Total psychopaths. Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Dave in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Because I respectfully disagree because
with what?
Even though some of the governments may be in bed with each other, if there's a report that just one plane, our Navy, my beloved United States Navy Marine here, but if that's the only reports, who knows who's in bed with whom? Biden, Putin, Kim Jong-un, or other bad actors out there? So we don't know. I don't believe, you guys, that we don't have hard facts. And actually, I don't think the government, our government, doesn't have hard facts.
Who do you think destroyed the pipeline,
Dave?
Think
about what you say, Ian. Ian, I think about what you say, that New Hampshire, that pretty cool state, but by gosh, you're surrounded by a bunch of. Do we know who they are? That's our federal government?
I'm not sure what you're saying here tonight, Dave. Are you saying you don't think the federal government would have bombed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline?
Nuclear war.
I don't think he's listening. No, I don't think so.
Sabotage a pipeline is about 1 second. I know that.
I don't think he's listening to me either.
Who are we going to blame it on? And what are the facts about a plane dropped down from 20,000 feet over the to Asana buoy? We make those in Jackson, Michigan.
Dave's not.
Anyways.
Okay. Dave, are you able to hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what is your theory then on, so it doesn't sound like you believe that the U.S. government would destroy the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So do you have a counter story or a theory that you want to present?
Well, God only knows, but my opinion is this. When I joined the military back 40 years ago, I trusted our government, our United States.
That was a huge mistake.
Today, I don't know if I do, Ian. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, and you shouldn't.
I mean, I'm surprised you're still even confused about whether or not that you should. I mean, it's pretty clear they're not trustworthy.
Right, but if you can say there was one plane that came down from 20,000 feet to 10,000 to drop a sauna buoy.
We didn't say anything about dropping a sauna buoy.
Just
we don't
that,
know about that.
That kind of plane does drop sauna buoys, but we don't know exactly what they were doing at the time, but it looks like they were communicating with a submarine.
Well, we don't know 100% what they were doing, Dave, but would you agree that the U.S. federal government is willing to lie to get into a war and deceive?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
And that's what I'm concerned about.
Okay, so then you should distrust them.
Well, I don't necessarily distrust all of them.
You don't necessarily distrust
them. I may not be able to beat them, but I don't know if I can beat them, but I don't know if I want to join them again right now.
You have more options than those two.
All right, thanks for your
conversation. Thank you, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, you definitely don't want to join these people. They have lied so many times. They've lied to get into so many wars, and if they're willing to lie, they're willing to conduct secretive operations for sure. You know, they don't want to come right out and show their hand, although Biden ostensibly showed their hand back in February, which was probably a tactical error on his part. Now, you could argue that some other party saw Biden make this promise and said, oh, it'll look like the Americans did it if we go bomb this thing. But who is that? Who has the interest in doing that?
Like, I just recently searched submarine, Navy, Nord Stream, and the top 10 headlines say, Russian warships and submarines spotted near sabotage Nord Stream pipeline. Nord Stream pipelines, European security officials observed Russian Navy ships in the area. Not one mention of the plane, though.
Right.
at least in the headlines.
Well, yeah.
If Russia wanted to punish Germany with no gas, they could just turn off the gas.
Right.
And then they don't have to explode their $20 billion pipeline.
I mean, like,
paid for.
If I had to come up with another theory, China. I mean, maybe China made it look exactly like the U.S. blew up this pipeline so that they could drive even more of a wedge between the U.S. and Russia, because those are the two other major power players in the world.
Hmm.
Like, if I had to come up with an alternative theory, that would probably be it.
That's definitely a wild card kind of theory, right? Because
I mean, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not China.
With Occam's razor, the most likely explanation is probably the correct one.
Yeah, the simplest.
Yeah. In this case, there's some evidence that this plane was there at that time. And if it were China, they sure as hell wouldn't just be hoping a U.S. plane happens to fly along at the same time they want to blow this thing up, right?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if the U.S. didn't do it, then they're being framed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like it, and they have everything to gain and nothing to lose from this happening.
From theaviationist.com, the depth of the Nord Stream pipeline, around 200 feet beneath the surface, is well within the reach of most underwater weapons, including mines, torpedoes, depth charges, and other subsurface weapon systems, including some air-delivered systems.
Mm.
Additionally, the depth is well within the capability of many small manned and unmanned submersible vehicles, and most practically, if less glamorous, a surface vessel the size of a fishing trawler could accurately deliver subsurface munitions large enough to cause damage similar to what is being reported now on the Nord Stream pipeline.
So what if this B-8, whatever, or P-8 Poseidon actually did the attack itself? What if it dropped something down there that blew it up?
Totally plausible. Also, it could have dropped some sort of a submersible thing that went down, did the thing, came back up, they picked it back up, and took off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you would think there would be some evidence of a U.S. submarine coming in there, right? They've got to have. Now, if there were indeed Russian subs in that area, then they would probably be able to ping it,
right,
don't you think? I don't know. Yeah, this gets beyond my level of knowledge.
Yeah, mine too.
And even without, like, having a potential murder weapon here, the motive and opportunity are there.
Mm-hmm.
So I already thought it was the U.S. before finding out about this, though.
Sure, me too. Seemed to be, like you said, they've got the motivation. They've got the. They said they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. So, like, what? What else do you need?
Well, our friends Germany, they shouldn't be tempted to ally with Russia, so we'll just take this away.
And of course, that means they're going to have to pay even more for their electricity bills this wintertime.
Well, and Germany just simply shouldn't have made it illegal to have nuclear power. Then you'd have plenty of energy, plenty of heat, plenty of food.
Yep, it's a mess, and we're out of time for tonight. But these guys are going to be back in about a half an hour over at watch.freetalklive.com. Tune in for Beard Talk Live, the uncensored, internet-only version of this show. I think you're going to enjoy it at watch.freetalklive.com in about 30 minutes. See you tomorrow.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.